Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Charles Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
Dr. Linda Pilarski has researched lab-on-a-chip technology for many years. Now, as a professor emeritus at the University of Alberta, she's turned her attention from rapid tests for cancer to rapid tests for E. coli and other pathogens in food. Her new device is being commercialized to reduce the cost and time of testing for meatpacking plants.
It's actually really small. The business end of it all is the size of maybe a couple of postage stamps, and the instrument is the size of a shoebox, essentially, maybe a little bigger, so that it doesn't take much bench space. It doesn't have a big footprint. The other advantage, in addition to speed, is that we can do multiple samples on one run. So that means you could have, for example, 7 to 10 of your meat samples being tested for multiple targets to make sure if and what kind of pathogen might be present in the meat or other food process, and get that very quickly, which I think no other technology can do with quite that degree of multitasking.
According to Dr. Linda Pilarski, the testing device looks at certain aspects of the pathogen's DNA to determine if it's toxic or not. Thanks today to Alberta Innovates. Learn more at innovationanthology.com. I'm Cheryl Croucher.